wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died. My riches gain I count but loss, and for contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God, or the vain things that charm me most. I sacrifice them to His
blood. My sisters and brothers, Christ shows us His love by becoming a humble servant. Let us draw near to God and confess our sin in the truth of God's Spirit.
Most merciful God,
we in the church confess that often our spirit has not been that of Christ, where we have failed to love one another as He loves us, where we have pledged loyalty to Him with our lips and then betrayed, deserted or denied Him. Forgive us, we pray. And by your Spirit, make us faithful in every time of trial. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we remain standing, we'll read the scripture from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 14.
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family and one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with his neighbor. The number of people there, they were to determine the amount of lamb needed in according with what each person will eat. The animal they choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the side and top of the door frame of the house where they eat the lamb. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it: with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals. And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you over the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over it. No destructive pledge shall touch you when I strike Egypt." The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Now the gospel reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 through 13.
When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side there was a guard, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. I am he, Jesus said, and Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, who is it you want? Jesus of Nazareth, they said. Jesus answers, I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go. This happened so that the words he spoke would be fulfilled. I have not lost one of those you gave me. Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup my father has given me? Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Ananias, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jewish leaders that it would be good if one man died for the people.
It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. God of love and God of mercy, we come before you today on this Thursday night remembering the passion and the suffering that your Son Jesus Christ went through. We thank you for suffering for us and taking up the cross for us. As we reflect on this Passion Week, help us, Lord, to remember that you have taken up the sin of the world, even though you are sinless. You had done this so that we could be saved from the penalty of sin and death. Thank you for coming to this world to take up this cross. Lord, bless us today as we meditate on your word. Help us, Lord, to understand the meaning of passion and the meaning of the suffering that Jesus suffered for us, so that we will take up the cross, the way of the cross, and walk with Jesus through these days of our lives in this world. Thank you for your presence with us here today. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Bless each and every one of us here today, according to our needs and our desires. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we'll have a brief service with the Holy Communion as the Last Supper was celebrated on this day that we remember during this Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday is a word that was derived from the word mandate. Maundy came from mandate. And the mandate word came from a Latin word, mandatum, which is understandably the same meaning as mandate, something that is mandated to do. So Maundy Thursday is a Thursday that we remember about some mandates of Christ. And particularly the mandate of Christ that we remember during this Maundy Thursday are two things mainly. One is about the mandate that he was giving to his disciples about the commandments. Mandate is commandments too that you obey. That there are, what is the big commandment that he gave us? To love God and love your brother as yourself. And love is the basic commandment. That's the mandate of Maundy Thursday. The other mandate or Maundy that we remember is about the mandate of the Holy Communion, the Last Supper. And that is one thing that he told us to do until he comes in remembrance of him suffering for us. So these two mandates are the reminder that we are reminded of, two things about the mandate of the love of God, that we need to love one another as he has loved us. And also to observe the sacrament of this Holy Communion, which is also a sharing of the meal, is part of the love. Without love, there is no sharing.
Amen.
Right. So these go hand in hand. And if you remember that on this night, Christ actually washed the feet of the disciples, showing that he cared for us so that we would care for others. So I was wondering that the meal that they were having together, they always have this washing of hands and faces and everything, the Jewish
customs.
I can wash it very time. But you know, it is not about the ritual itself. All of these disciples were gathered together, and then Jesus said, we are going to do something. This is just something that I make. It's not in the scripture. This is probably what happened. And Jesus said, we are going to do some washing of the feet tonight. And then he waited to see if anybody is going to get up and do anything. Probably Peter thought that he was given all the power and authority about the church, so he thought somebody else would do it. John and his brother, they were close to Jesus, and they said, well, we are close to Jesus, so we don't have to do it, so somebody else might do it.
Yeah.
And that's what happens all the time. We look for each other to get up and do stuff. Then finally, he probably gave him a few minutes and nobody was doing anything. He himself came and took the towel around his waist and started washing the feet. That's when the light started blinking. Then Peter jumped up and said, no, 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 don't wash my feet. He was there waiting for somebody to do it. But when Jesus started doing it, he didn't want to get washed. And that's when Jesus said, unless I wash your feet, you don't have a part in the kingdom of God. So that is the mandate he gave us to observe, not to observe basically, to practice in our lives. To love, to serve, and to observe the fellowship together. No matter how strong a Christian you think you are, you need that community, you need that fellowship, you need that sharing between each other. We share our, not only our physical and material things, but also we share our emotions, our agonies, our burdens between each other. As a body of Christ, we have to support each other by sharing. So not only with God, but also we share our burdens together. We have a united spirit. Together, God has given us to hold each other up. So that's when we go through grief, you are not alone.
Yeah.
We are together. We are together with that. So that is the Maundy Thursday here today. And also, the one thing that I remember about this Thursday is about Jesus giving himself for us. Particularly the disciples were there in the garden. After the meal, they went to the garden. And they sang a song. And Jesus went to pray. You know all of that story. And then the soldiers came to arrest Jesus. And you know, they had Judas already arranged for to betray Jesus. So Judas was also there among the soldiers, and they were coming to arrest Jesus. And they came and asked for Jesus of Nazareth, because there could be probably other Jesus of different in other places with other names. So they came there looking for Jesus of Nazareth, and Jesus said, who are you looking for? They said, we are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And then he said, I am he. And if you are looking for me, take me and let these innocent men go. They didn't do anything wrong. He was standing on behalf of the world, giving up himself, saying that I am committing myself to you, your hands, so that this world can be free. That is what the Son of God did. He gave himself for us so that we can be free from the bondage of sin and death. And we don't have to be afraid of those bondages anymore. We are free from sin. That we are free to love each other without any barriers. That's the freedom that God has given us, to love others as God has loved us. That is one thing that I noticed about this. And also at the same time, I read the scripture from the Exodus today about the liberation of the Jewish people from Egypt. On this day, that Jesus went and prayed and gave himself up, it's a reminder also that was the Passover day. Is the Jewish people celebrate every week about the Passover. Particularly that particular Passover festival was very important during that year when what was happening. And the Passover, you all know that, they had to leave at the middle of the night and run from the Pharaoh. But they didn't have enough time to eat anything. So they had their bread was actually didn't have time enough to rise. So what did they do? They grabbed everything. That's why they call it the festival of the unleavened bread. It was not leavened. But whatever they got, they grabbed everything and then ran for their life. And that was the freedom that through Moses God gave the people to run away the festival. So they were observing this festival every year, or every week basically. But particularly during that year, they celebrated it as a festival. And that day was the same day the Lamb of God was crucified. And on that night when the people of Jewish people ran away from the Pharaoh, God gave them a symbol that the angel of death will come and take away the firstborn of everyone unless you have the blood of the Lamb marked on the doorpost. You all know that story. And we have a doorpost that we have been marked by the blood of the Lamb. So we don't have to be afraid of the Pharaoh anymore. The angel of death will come and look at the blood of the Lamb and he will just pass over. How many times he had passed over us for me, I don't know. I don't know because I'm not aware of several things that I could have been dead by now. But God has saved me from that and then all the sin and of this world. So let us be thankful for that. And remembering the Maundy Thursday that God has, Jesus has instituted, the mandate of love, the mandate of serving the others, and the mandate of sharing a meal together, that we will continue to do as people of God. Thanks be to God, and thank you all for joining us here today. Amen. So if you can go back to the order of service that you have there. Believe the good news. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray that communion prayer together. Gracious God, you anointed your Holy One, Jesus Christ, came to this world to suffer and die for us. On the night before he suffered, he instituted the sacrament of his body and blood. Mercifully grant that we may receive them thankfully in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries give us the assurance of eternal life. Amen. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, and broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for the many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here on this gifts and drink of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet, through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. So come forward and line up here. We will serve the communion. And then, as I said, we will take, put out the candles and take one item, each other, and strip the signs away. So as we strip the sanctuary, please take one item each, or one or two, whatever you can carry. Or you can come back and take more and place it on the table at the back.
You want to go out this door here?
This way.
We can go out that door.
Yeah, we can take this thing. Let us pray. O God of glory and grace, who always shows mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring all of us back again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of the word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who came to this world, who broke his body, shed his blood, gave his life, and was buried in the grave. The power of the Holy Spirit, he rose from the dead and now reigns forever and ever. We leave this place remembering the mandate that you have given us to love each other, to share each other with our love that you have given us, and to care for each other. Above all, also to have the communion together as people of God. We thank you again for your presence in our midst as we look forward to the Easter morning. Help us, Lord, to reflect on our lives, to rededicate, so that your will be done in our lives as we live our lives in this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.